Hello everyone, my name is Portia Stanton-Oval and I'm a salesperson in real estate. Thank you for joining me for another House Hunt podcast, and this month's topic will be auctions and how it all works. And if you're thinking of selling your property in the near future, it's always good to find out if it might work for you. This time my special guest is the very experienced and well-known Adelaide auctioneer, Jonathan Moore. Thank you for meeting with me today.
Pleasure, thanks for having me, Portia.
That's all right. And according to your website, Jonathan, it states you have conducted over 20,000 auctions and been around for quite a few years. Wow, impressive stats.
38 years.
38 years.
Wow. 38 years and I'm still learning.
Oh, that's good. I think our listeners would be interested to hear about the benefits of auctioning a property from a well-respected auctioneer such as yourself, who understands the big real estate picture. Everyone wants the best price when they're selling their property, and purchasers are always looking for the best, cheapest deal that they can get, which I imagine makes your job challenging at times.
It does, but I believe in the process, more so much so that I've auctioned my parents' properties, I've auctioned my family, my brothers and sisters' properties, I've auctioned my own properties. I believe in the process. And the benefits of auction are many, and mostly I think the benefits are that it creates urgency and it creates competition. It's a structured selling plan, which decreases the days on market. And we all know that the longer the property stays on the market, the greater chance it has at selling at a discounted price.
Yes.
So we want to find out where the market's at as soon as possible. And with realestate.com and these portals out there now, if you haven't got a buyer, one or two buyers in the system after 2 weeks, there's something wrong. So it's either going to be the price or the presentation. So if we take the price away, we eliminate the price. That's what auctions do. We open up to a greater range of buyers, and hopefully we get we create competition, and the competition obviously gets a greater price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, competition is always good. It's a big decision also to sell your home and deciding to auction it. Adds an extra level of anxiety or pressure on a vendor. Are you aware of that pressure in your work as a auctioneer?
Oh, my word. And I speak to a lot of vendors and I try and calm them down because, I mean, majority of auctions are over a 3 to 4 week period. So it's a structured selling plan. Everyone knows what's going on, the open inspection. So it's an organised plan for the vendors, whereas private treaty is no organisation at all. It really is the buyers who are, or the people who would be buyers, are running the show. So I think there's a lot more stress running a private treaty campaign, to be honest. And if it goes on for months and months and months, if not years, the stress in that's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's true. And that does happen sometimes in the country. What are the main benefits for a vendor if they are using the auction method? I mean, you did go through a couple of them.
The structured selling plan. So you know exactly where your open inspections are. Usually the open inspections are three a week, over 3 weeks. So you might have nine to ten open inspections. And then outside those open inspections, you probably will have organised private viewings. Some of those private viewings also might require a building inspection. So it's pretty organised. That's the beauty of it. But apart from the fact it's a cash contract. So once the buyer's purchased and the hammer's come down, it's all over. It's a cash deal. It's all on the vendor's terms with auction, whereas on private treaty, it's on the buyer's terms.
Mm, yeah, that's true. Now, what type of property lends itself best for auction? Is there a type as such?
Probably not. But obviously character, properties, large land holdings, development sites, they're obviously very good products to be taking to auction. But I believe that it's any property is auctionable.
Now, talking about the Barossa or rural areas, does auction benefit these properties?
Well, you got rural property. Certainly you can – you've only got to pick up you know, some of the rural magazines and the papers, and you can see how many properties are going to auction. Quite a few. Again, it creates competition. And you sell a property on its merits, not on its price. So, yeah, look, I think the further you go away from the CBDs and areas like that, you're going to have less buyers. So less buyers are going to make it harder. But you really don't need one buyer. Willing buyer, willing seller.
That's true, yeah. And as a vendor, how do you know if you have a good auctioneer? Because often they are recommended by the person's agent, you know.
Yeah, well, just do your homework. I mean, everyone's got the internet these days and Google Google the auctioneer they're telling they're requesting to have. Mm-hmm. If they haven't got experience, I mean, there's plenty of people out there at the moment, new people coming in industry, that I call it the wah, wah, wah. You know, they just tell you how good they are and they've got no experience. They don't know what they're doing. You know, you can't buy experience. So just Google them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And on the flip side, we have a potential, you know, purchaser bidder who's preparing to bid on their dream property. What valuable tips can you offer them?
Go to as many auctions as they can prior to auction so they get to know the system, and or they can employ someone to bid on their behalf. And then that way that person's got the rights to go up to a certain level and not beyond. It gets pretty emotional with auctions, but I always say that, you know, time is the currency of life and money can be re-earned, but time cannot. So sometimes you are just better to go that little bit extra at the auction and get your time back and secure that dream property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually took myself out of an auction. Like, I had someone else bid for me, so I found it less stressful, which was good, you know. Now, can you explain the different ways of auctioning? For example, if you watch a TV series like The Block, I guess it's a popular one, their auctions are conducted in rooms, not at the properties.
Yep. I've been doing in-room auctions for over 20 years now, and in all different venues over Adelaide and in the country. Often you see country properties are traditionally auctioned in the town hall or in a venue. Mm. There's really no difference because Porsche, the buyer has inspected the property, like they come through the open inspections or the private inspections. They don't really care if the property's being auctioned on site or in rooms. Mm. It makes no difference.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get them to the property, get them excited about the property through the marketing, and then the auction will do the rest.
Mm. And so how do you motivate people at an auction and things are, you know, noticeably a bit slow, people are not bidding, you know, how do you cope with that scenario?
Oh, well, that's the world. that's the world we live in. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it. Look, I just think sometimes the agent and maybe the auctioneer prior too, it's just got to just hold their hand a bit just to help them through the process. It's, you know, it's, sometimes it can be daunting, but to me, I've been doing auctions ever since I was a kid leaving school. I think it's the best way to buy and the best way to sell. Everything's out in the open. It's transparent. You can take more control as a bidder, but if you don't bid at the auction and then you want to see it passed in, well, what's going to happen then is you'll be negotiating behind closed doors and you won't know if you've got competition, if they really have got competition and at what level the competition's at. So that's the transparency of the auction system. It's beautiful. You can see the other people bid. If they bid further than what you want to go, well, you can just stop.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you knock them out.
Yeah, you've got to know your limits. Got to
know your limit, yeah.
Now, can you tell us about some interesting auction experiences you have had, or maybe even just one?
So
I'm sure you've got lots of them.
I was doing a commercial auction in the city and King William Street, and there was a big crowd, and I think it was 11 o'clock auction, and I'm thinking about 10 to 11. I thought, God, this is going to be really good. And then about 5 to 11, a tram pulled up and they all got on the tram and left. There's no one there.
Oh, dear. Okay, that's a good one. Well, thank you very much for your time and your valuable advice today, Jonathan. It's good to go through the process of auction because we tend to use private treaty over here when selling a home. Suggestion for another House Hunt podcast, please send it via the Gawler Broadcasting Association website. I'm thinking about a discussion about finance for next time, which could be well-timed as we head to the end of the financial year and into the next. In the meantime, keep well and drive safe. Thank you.